Hello, it's the 28th of March, Thursday, the 28th of March in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with Liberty Tactics Nightly News. Apologies for last night. Someone didn't press the right button, i.e., me, and it didn't record an audio file. So apologies about that. But myself, Jason Noter, and Christine are back. We're trying a little bit of a new format tonight with the news. So bear with us. How is everybody? Jason, are you well?
I'm good as usual.
Christine
Doing wonderful.
and Catherine will be back tomorrow. Well, we're going to start where we always do, Well, I actually, hold my hands up, have absolutely no Kate Watch news. I did see something last night, and I know part watched it. With the Tisa Tells, where she says UK press can't believe William did this to Kate, completely abandoned, state of marriage is being questioned. And it's really all to do with why William wasn't sitting there accompanying her. And obviously, the British press are backing him up. But I know Mr. Jason Noter has some Kate Watch news. What you got, Jace?
Well, yeah, I mean, just to sort of carry on to what you said there, he's obviously something like not sat next to her because it was an artificial intelligence performed clip. And to
Obviously,
put him next to her as well would have just been something that would have been even more blatantly obvious because it just would have been out of sync. So that's the reason why, because it was artificial intelligence. And the AI brigade on TikTok have been all over it again, pointing out the anomalies with the ring, with the mole, with the hair differences, with the arm being cropped straight and all sorts, you know, and then they pulled it all to shreds. So it's definitely artificial intelligence. But the argument is with the woke mob all over YouTube, they're all arguing about the state of play, what they want us to believe. And nobody's asking the question, so, well, where the fuck is she? You know, where's she gone? Oh, somebody, you know, so we're all right saying that, well, our friends are saying this and our family and a close-knit circle and are all talking, where is she? And, you know, how she is and why she hasn't told us anything. And I get it that she probably wants to keep her circle tight at this moment. So those friends, you know, are not involved. And, but it's like, well, but where is she? She's still not there. She's still not appeared live anywhere. You know,
Really, it really brings up concern.
even the news outside the house, you know, catching her at home or anything, something live, not a preordained sat there, artificial intelligence voice, artificial intelligence vision, the lot, everything about that video screams artificial intelligence. So it just, the mind boggles. Where is she?
Yeah, it re really does. Concern for her well-being in the midst of all of that. Just, you know, we know they're not they're not above doing things to people they're done with. So what
Yeah,
else you got, Jace?
well, we theorize about it, but yeah, Thames Valley Water, very interesting, because it seems that they're proposing that they're going to have to put their bills up to their customers by 40% over the coming years by 2030, which is quickly approaching. So it makes you wonder, well, hang on a second. This infrastructure's been there a long time, granted, but it's been paid for. A new lot have been taking profits for how much? So let's have a look how much they take profit-wise. I think in 2022, they took £1.4 billion worth of profit. And they had £500 million worth of infrastructure to invest, which obviously they haven't done. So there's screams and there's calls about it being nationalised, which is, you know, probably a good thing, which it should be. Everything should be in the public purse and everything should belong to the people. I mean, this privatization, obviously, we've seen it. We've seen the devil itself, what it is. And we've seen what privatization has been allowed to do to the people that depend on it. But it's interesting to see what's going to happen now. But if you look at Wikipedia, for example, it shows you, I mean, £2.7 billion worth of revenue, you know, £546 million worth of running costs and overheads, expenditure, et cetera, et cetera. So there's again just short of £1 billion of a profit taken. So it's just racketeering. all these companies, all your utilities companies that don't really Ovo Energy now instead of SSE, they don't really supply you with anything. They're supplying using a network that's there that's already been paid for, and they're just middlemen, and it's just a racketeering scam. It's a Ponzi scheme that these lot have been basically extorting out of the people for many, many decades, and it needs to stop. And hopefully this should highlight, especially the amount of money that's been going through the company profit-wise, and the dividends that are being £1.4 billion worth of dividends. That's shareholders taking profits. Thank you very much. And now they're in this kind of calamity. So it just makes you sit back and think, well, if they're doing that, look at all the other utility companies that work upon the same ethos, and game over. It needs to stop, and we need to nationalise all these, and people need to have low bills like we used to do. Be able to put a £20 in your tank of petrol and fill it up like we used to do with a fiver. And it's three quarters of a tank, go to Scarborough and back on a fiver when I was a teenager. You know, and that's where it needs to go back to. All privatisation has done is ripped off the people of this land.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. It's theft. They've been thieving off the people for years. You know, it's disgusting.
Absolutely, absolutely. And there's no excuse for people now to not understand what they're doing, because they're coming on TV and boasting. I think one of the energy companies the other day were on the TV boasting about billions of pounds of a profit again. It's like, again, come on, people. We need to march down there, say, you lot, bugger off. We're taking over this shit now, and we're putting it back to the people. And people are going to be a bit like, as we were saying earlier on, like Gaddafi did for his people. Free electric, all rich country, the people benefit. In fact, that fella, he vowed that his father would never own his own house until every one of his citizens had their own house. And his dad died in a tent, just to touch on Gaddafi a little bit there. But yeah, the ethos that he has is, hang on a minute, excuse me, British Petroleum, BP, British people, boom, there you go. But it's not, it's just racketeering, and it needs to stop.
Agreed. Well, something else that needs to stop is the bloody Welsh government, excuse my language, but they're at it again. I mean, Kimberley's talked about this, we've talked about this on the shows, how Welsh schools are adopting ideology, which is driven by the gender identity policies. Apologies to my Welsh friends there. So this women's group started having issues with what's going on with the Welsh government. And the Welsh government are saying they're going to hold a public hearing consultation. Yeah, right. So based on a Freedom of Information request to a sample of secondary schools across Wales, this women's group uncovered evidence of poor practice with policies which are based on inaccurate, discredited and highly ideological guidance. It reported every single school of the 68 that responded to the Freedom of Information request said that, yes, they would facilitate a gender transition. The report added important information about the child's well-being is being concealed from parents and carers. 2/3 of the schools said they would not necessarily inform parents of their child's social transition or would do so only if the child gave their permission. So parents are being undermined. Families are being divided over this. And the Welsh government need to get in check. They absolutely need to get themselves in check, because this is bad. This is really bad. And it brings us on quite nicely. I don't know if you've got that clip lined up, the Epoch Times. So
I do.
We've talked about this on the show, and Pat will be back tomorrow, and we're going to dig into this a lot more. But the Epoch Times have picked it up. They've denied a mum's request to opt her child out because she's got learning difficulties, their child's got learning difficulties. So she wanted to opt out of the RSE, the mandatory RSE education, because of the damage that it could cause to her child. The education tribunal,
6 years old.
Yeah. The tribunal has ruled on the authority side and said that a six-year-old child with serious learning disabilities must and must attend compulsory relationship and sexual education. The mother, who doesn't want to be named or identified, said that she feared the sexual gender and ideology elements of the curriculum would be potentially damaging for the child owing to his developmental stage, saying that his brain will take it all literally. Obviously, people are up in arms about, you know, Public Child Protection Wales has been to court to try and give parents the opt-out. That was obviously denied. And this is going in a really, really dark, dark way in what is going on in Wales. And I should have sent you the clip, Christine. Robin Bullock, years ago, about 2 years ago, gave a prophecy. And I knew it was clearly from God, because he starts off and to the children in Wales, you will be saved. And all the children in, and it was obviously a Welsh village, which he couldn't pronounce. He went, in that village. And he paused because the Lord was giving a word there and then. So it was quite clear. And Robin Bullock couldn't pronounce whatever village that was, because then he went, that village in what? That village. So
wow.
Robin Bullock's talked about what's going on over there. I mean, Scotland is also in a terrible state. But Wales, they're just going full for it. That's just fully woke. It's a fully woke community down there. Catherine's going to come back on tomorrow and we are going to discuss this more tomorrow.
We have some very exciting news at the end of this Epoch Times article. It mentions our very own Kim Isherwood.
Yeah. The Epoch Times have been brilliant. The Epoch Times have been really, really good when it comes to Public Child Protection Wales.
Wonderful. Wow. So, speaking of protecting our children, that leads me right into some Diddy updates.
Yeah, I think we need to start a Diddy watch.
I think we definitely need a Diddy watch. Where is Diddy? Are you aware that Diddy wrote a book?
No.
It's called The Adrenochrome Witch. There is a sampling of this that is showing on your page if you care to...
Is this a wind-up? This is going to be a wind-up, seriously.
No, this is not.
Wow.
You can buy it. You can buy
It's $100. Yeah. You can buy the book. Please don't buy the book. Okay, so what he's talking about in this book is why women come to Hollywood and they get sucked into the fountain of youth and wanting to forever look young and being willing to sell their souls, basically, to do that. I think that's a very interesting topic, especially since we know that he is up to his ears in hot water right now with everything. He has so many things going against him right now. And a couple stories that came out recently that I thought were really interesting on Diddy. I watched a show yesterday from Popcorn Planet, and he mentioned that 50 Cent and Mace have come out and really slammed him after his house was raided. 50 Cent said, now it's not Diddy do it, it's Diddy done. They don't come like that unless they've got a case.
It's game over. And it'll be interesting to see how much he sings as well, because he will sing like a little bird.
Absolutely. And I agree that he is low-hanging fruit. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I do agree that the feds came in and they're gonna make an example out of him. But did they make an example out of Epstein? No. Did they make an example out of Maxwell? No. But Hollywood has the biggest butt crunch going on right now in the music industry. They're freaking out. And it's not just them. It's our politicians. It's our teachers. It's our judges. It's our police officers. It's everyone in authority all over the world. They know they're all tied in this thing together. And
the system. It's the system. It's the beast.
It is the beast system. And so it was really interesting because his neighbor, when they were doing the when they were breaking the news story and they had the helicopter overhead showing the whole thing go down, which is another question, by the way, who do you think tipped off the helicopters? The news helicopters that happened to be over both of his homes while they
Yeah,
operated.
absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
He's
as
been sacrificed.
we discussed this kind of the other night when it was happening, didn't we? We said this is what they did to Cliff Richard,
You're
and that's how
right.
Cliff Richard got away. That's how Cliff Richard got off the hook. But in the times that we are living right now, see, if it was any other time, than where we are at the moment, like kind of biblically, I would say this is just them. This they're going to do like what they did to Cliff Richards. This will get him off. But
I think
the times we're living in, and you're going to be coming up with some stuff in a moment about prophecy. I would recommend to people, and I will link it at the bottom of the post on the website with the show notes. I will link the show when I started digging into the Diddy stuff. Which was probably October, November time. I got Mark Devlin to come on because there's pictures of Mark Devlin with Beyonce, with Aaliyah. So he knows he was around Bad Boy Records. So we digged into the history of it. And then you and
Definitely.
I, obviously, we did a series, didn't we, where we dug into Jonathan Oddie. We did
We
one
went
on
through the whole,
Burple.
we went through the entire lawsuit with Lil Rod, word for word, over 2 days. We broke that thing down. So no, we're not surprised by any of this. It's finally coming out. We're happy it's finally hitting mainstream. You know, speaking of mainstream, guess who else has picked this up?
Go
James O'Keefe. James
on.
O'Keefe
I love
gave
James
a
O'Keefe.
phone call to Kelvin Mensah. Kelvin is the CEO of Approved Jets, and he did private charters for Diddy. And on his LinkedIn page, he claims that Diddy is his mentor. So if we have a moment, I could play this, and if not, we'll link it in the details either way.
Play it.
All right, let me get my volume up here.
Kevin Mensah is P. Diddy is the co-founder of Approved Jet Company. We're going to call him right now and ask him for comment on the allegation and the whereabouts of Puff. Hey, Kelvin. Is this Kelvin Mensah?
Yes.
Hey there. You're the co-founder of the Approved Jets Company, right?
Correct.
With the Diddy?
No, with Aaron Olson.
Are you sure you don't work with Diddy?
No,
Are you sure about that?
Yes.
It says it on your LinkedIn page that your mentor was Sean Diddy Combs.
I did it prior charter for his team, but my team did a charter for his company. I don't work with him directly, though.
Well, let me just read this to you real quick. Since booking your first jet at 21, Kelvin, that too has been flying recording artists. You've been flying recording artists, celebrities, and athletes.
Hey, who's speaking? Who's speaking? I'm sorry, who's this?
My name is James O'Keefe,
Yeah.
and I'm just reading your LinkedIn page. Your ever-expanding list of high-profile clients has set you apart. Your relentless efforts to master your craft and charismatic approach has led to respect and admiration from your mentor. This is your words on your LinkedIn page. Admiration from your mentor, Sean Diddy Combs. Is that incorrect? Am I reading something off your LinkedIn page?
Yeah, it's probably like an old LinkedIn page. I didn't write it, so it's probably like an old one that my team probably presented.
This is really important. P. Diddy has been raided over sex trafficking allegations, and you say that he's your quote mentor.
Okay, yeah, I do a call right back.
I'd like to know the whereabouts, where he is. And I'd like to know if you've seen his mentor participate in this human, orgies and hung up the phone. We go this far with our new potential medical supply shortages, threats to our infrastructure or power grid. And you remember what they pulled during the last pandemic. Certain medications were
Still going.
Sorry about there you go. Guys.
It's, hey. Yeah, this guy owns a private jet. He flies all around each other, all around the place. So,
is he transporting children? Is he exactly. involved in the racketeering? I knew when we heard racketeering on that Diddy case, I said, there's no way. It doesn't matter that this is a civil suit. The feds are going to be interested in this because, you know, racketeering, man, they've gotcha. I mean, that's anytime anybody goes down for anything big, that's taking down gangs of people at a time. And when you think about all of the sealed indictments that we've known about since 2017, you think about all the Q stuff starting to bubble up. It really gets exciting. But while we're on James O'Keefe, I wanted to remind you all, if you're not familiar with James O'Keefe, he is one of the most outstanding patriots and journalists that I believe exist in this.
Yeah, I completely concur. And where he's going undercover as a woke gay guy, has he done it again? Because he went after somebody.
I heard he's dating again. It seems that James O'Keefe is now dating Trevor Kolodny, and he's with CISA.
And he's not gay. Can we just say
O'Keefe is not gay, but he is having a ball dating gay men and finding out some great information.
People within the system who are high up and have government connections, may we add. He's just not going out and picking up random gay people. Right. Even people in high positions of power that he's getting onto Tinder. And it's brilliant. So
it's amazing.
What's he saying?
He's got Trevor Kolodny, who is the senior policy analyst for Cybersecurity Infrastructure Security Agency, also known as CISA. And I will play this video next. I'm not going to play the entire thing, but I'm going to play the beginning of it. And we will link this in the show notes so you guys will have the whole thing. But I love that he is all over it. And no matter who you are or where you are, you best know if you're doing something wrong, James O'Keefe he's probably got your number.
Trump, right? He was saying something wrong, particularly in the international world. He was deeply interested in Trump. I'm not a paradigm.
Really?
Yeah.
Me, Trevor Kolodny. Trevor Kolodny brings up the topic of CISA's central role in fighting misinformation working with big tech.
You probably heard a lot about internet censorship.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's my agency. They've had conversations with Facebook, Google, about
the CISA official Trevor Kolodny says Rand Paul is trying to take away the funding.
Rand Paul cycle. I mean, he's like really trying to get on the world. A lot of the times I get where this comes from. I don't know.
Trevor Kolodny makes no bones about his dislike for Trump.
I am a registered Republican. I don't think that I even know Donald Trump has the damn near religion. People have had this.
Almost every single person in the deep state agrees with the policies that Donald Trump has put forth or better privately, but publicly their hatred for anything Donald Trump forces them to align with the political narrative of what's the next way in which we get Donald Trump.
Wow. So that is going to be a fantastic video. I recommend you guys all check that out.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Now, you've been leading. Well, you've got most of the stories today, which you've done unbelievable work. Now, we touched on last night about prophecy. And we've started bringing up the date of March the 23rd and what an important date that was. And there's also another date in April. So, Christine, let's go through First of all, there's this story, and then you did touch on other things that were due to happen on the 23rd, and then we're going to go into some other bits. So off you go.
Okay, so this happened. This picture that you're looking at on the screen happened in Arizona, north of Phoenix, south of Flagstaff, on March 23rd. And regardless of what you think it may or may not be, it is definitely a sign in the heavens. It's definitely something. And it looks to me a lot like a portal. And we've all heard about CERN. And CERN is trying to open a portal to release evil on this earth from a different plane, if you will.
Dark matter,
And
isn't it? They're like they if they release dark matter,
well,
that.
it's they're literally demons, let's call them what they are. And it is spiritual warfare. CERN, in case you did not know, is starting their Hadron Collider back up. Guess when?
Go on.
April 8th.
Eight of April.
Yeah, April 8th. So that's insane. But it brings us to some Q proofs that I think are really interesting. We all know about the bridge collapse, which is obviously terrorism. Though I cannot say that the White Hats didn't know it was coming and that there wasn't prophecy about it coming, because there have been. And so that's interesting. But here's what Stormy Patriot Joe put together, and it is absolutely wonderful, and I love it. When you look at March 23rd, that date again, that bridge, which is called the Francis Scott Key Bridge, excuse me, was built and opened March 23rd, 1977. And then March 23rd, 2019, Q puts out a post that says, "Mayday, Mayday, Mayday," which is exactly what the captain of the ship said right before it hit the bridge. March 23rd, Q put out a post that
That was
said,
2020, March 20,
March
20.
23rd, 2020, there is a Q post 3898 that says, "The key that opens all doors, the start." So we know it's the beginning. It was a sign of a new time coming. Something is different. March 23rd, 2021, the Evergreen container ship, and Evergreen was Hillary Rotten Clinton's name for the government, right? So it was her Secret Service name or whatever. So the Suez Canal, the Evergreen cargo ship, got stuck there and had all that chaos. And then in March 23rd, 2024, which is just the other day, Trump misspells Jesse Waters' name in a post he put out. And then he led us to Q8, I believe it is 847, that says, "Watch the waters," right? So they've put this all together. It's absolutely beautiful. They've got a video, and we'll share that in the link as well. Great stuff coming out there. The other thing that I found from them today, because if you haven't heard, the Senate is going to start the impeachment trial for Mayorkas in the House, and it is set to start April 11th. Well, April 11th, 2018, Q put a post out that said, "A clean house is very important." So again, if you haven't followed Q, you might want to get on board, because they're speaking a lot of truth. There's a lot going on, and it's very exciting times that we're all living in. Speaking of exciting times, Jason Noda has started the most beautiful TikTok page and Liberty Tactics is there. He is uploading videos there. So please join in, tune in, check us out on TikTok if you are a fan.
Can I just jump in there, Christy? We want
Please.
people to get following us on TikTok. I just noticed you're not following us.
Oh dear.
I was going to say that earlier, and if you look in your Facebook, it has is popping that Lou sent you a message. It was flashing, and I sent you a message when we first opened the show to say, "Hang on a minute, you're not even following us."
I am following. I just pulled it up and I made a TikTok account literally to follow you. I just saw that.
Okay.
That's so funny. But yeah, I'm
Click
there.
follow.
I'm hitting follow again, but
Hooray!
I thought I already had. I'm so sorry,
I'm
love.
amazed we're still there. We have had a couple of community guidelines and videos taken down, haven't we, Jason? What seems to upset them? I think there was one that bashing Biden was one, I think.
No, I took that down. The video that he did with Diddy about his arrest, it
Oh.
was on 9 minutes. I uploaded that and just took that down.
They took that down. Wow,
Why?
that's live breaking news.
And that's why I was like, wow. So yeah, just took that straight down, straight. I appealed it, and the appeal just said, computer said no, not tonight.
So what reason have they given? Because that was
The,
factual. We weren't, there was absolutely, there was nothing there.
against our community guidelines against harassment, hate speech, and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, we'll check it out. That's
So,
interesting. Well, guys,
yeah.
we're happy you all tuned in tonight. Jason, you have anything else for us?
That's all that I've got tonight, really. That's all that I've heard, and that's all that I've looked at, to be fair. And
I would like just
I'm back on Facebook as well. And
Yay.
I've had hundreds of messages, and that's lovely.
Broke.
So that is lovely to see, and lots of welcome back. So that's and I mean hundreds. It's kind of humbling to see that many people have missed me. So yes, we'll see what goes on Facebook. I might do a live video tomorrow if I feel the urge. If I get that little download of, I just need to get this out there. So we'll see.
I'm back tomorrow with Catherine, maybe Jason if he's around, Christine maybe if you're around. I know it's a holiday and Dean will probably be off, but
Oh no, I'll be here.
should be here. That's it. Jason, final words. Oh, you've said them already, but say them again.
Yeah, well, listen, as always, there's a battle for the mind, the body, and the soul.
Be sweet. Yeah. Thanks, guys. We appreciate all of you tuning in and pray you have a beautiful rest of your week.
Amen to that.
Tomorrow
Liberty
is
Tactics.
Good Friday. Do something good for yourself and do something good for someone else.
Absolutely. LibertyTactics.co.uk, exposing the lie.info. Check us out on Liberty Tactics on a on TikTok. We're also on Instagram, Facebook, True Social, all of them. We're there. God bless you all. We'll be back tomorrow.